Well, we've been studying about faith here in the last few weeks in terms of the acrostic F-A-I-T-H. First week we talked about F and faith being fully relying on God. Last week we talked about assurance, the A in faith, knowing that Jesus has us in His hand. No one can take us, snatch us out of His hand. Today we come to the application part of faith. It's the I. And what we do with our faith is extremely important. We can say, I have faith. We can think we have faith, and we all do have faith in one thing or another, to one extent or another. But it's very key that we don't just sit with that and be content with it, that we grow in our faith. And that's one of the key questions I get. How can I grow in my faith? How can we grow in our faith? And it's only through application that we grow in our faith. Near where I grew up is a section of the Muncie Creek where they have extended trout seasons for fishing. The only stipulation is you have to use artificial lures. Artificial lures are lures that are not, of course, the real thing. And one day when I was fishing there, and some men were fishing nearby me, believe it or not, they were using little red cotton balls and catching fish on them. As I was sitting down near the stream the other day, while my dog was running around, I was watching the fish jumping in the creek and getting after whatever they were eating. And I thought about how fly fishermen use artificial lures, fooling the fish into a false sense of faith, and therefore fooling them into taking the bait, catching them, snagging them, hooking them. In the case of faith, what one accepts as true ultimately determines their fate in life and in death. And sadly today, many are being fooled into accepting false teachings of the world and putting their faith in things that seem to be true when in fact they really are not. And in the blind act of submission, someone's exposed to false teachings and immediately they make up their mind, well, it looks good, it sounds good, it seems good, it's presented well, it must be the real thing. And sadly, often many are grabbing these false teachings hook, line, and sinker, so to speak, blindly accepting what's false as truth because they're not seeing properly. Oh, if the fish could only see that bait from our perspective. In the same way, if we could only see things from God's perspective. Our faith has to be more than that. It has to be based more on more than what we feel or what we think. Because our feelings and our emotions are up and down. And we have a responsibility to grow in our faith so that our faith becomes more consistent and stronger. Paul told the Colossians, the believers in Colossae, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. In other words, he was telling the Christians, you have an obligation to make sure you don't fall for these teachings and fall for the ways of the world. When Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 5, we Christians live by faith, not by sight, he was implying that Christians ignore the way things look and trust God to reveal how things really are. And this takes place as we grow in our faith journey by learning to listen to Jesus. The I in faith, intelligently searching the Word of God, fully relying on God, assurance in God that He will not let us go, and intelligently searching the Word of God. Somebody says, well, I'm not very intelligent. I want you to understand what the word intelligent means. I was a little thrown off by this when I read the definition. Intelligence is the ability to learn or understand and to cope with new situations. The ability to learn or understand to cope with new situations. Being intelligent is having or showing those abilities to learn or understand or to cope with new situations. connected with the word intellect. Intellect is the ability to reason or understand. So you see, someone who is intelligent, or that we say is intelligent, really may not be, because their mind is so closed, what they believe is what they believe, and you're not going to change their mind. Well, that's not very intelligent. The ability to learn or understand and to cope with new situations. Intelligently searching the Word of God. Every one of us here has the ability to learn or understand, so this applies to all of us as we journey through life. So where do we start? Many of us want to go on a journey. Today we use our electronic things? GPSs. I would say they'd make good trap shooting targets, because they will lead you astray, believe it or not. The pretty lady with the nice voice will take you down a long dirt road. Right? It's true. I still love my maps, though. We study a map, stopping to examine the map to see where we are, where we think we need to be, and see what direction we should be going. And if we're truly humble men, we will stop to get directions from someone else who will tell us how to get there. This is the same principle in our faith journey. In order to grow in faith, in order to be properly equipped for life, one must have the proper tools. And for the Christian, the proper tool is the Word of God. Learning and understanding God's Word in order to cope with the situations that we face in life involves listening to Jesus. And this takes place through the written Word and the spoken Word. Okay? Through the written Word and the spoken Word. When Paul was in Thessalonica, he went into the synagogue and he preached for 3 days, and the Jews gathered a band of people around him to throw him out of the synagogue. So Paul left Thessalonica and he went down to Berea, a city or a town south of Thessalonica. And it tells us in the Bible the Bereans were more noble. I want you to read that sometime, read that story. Because as Paul preached and taught from the Old Testament only, those people searched the Scriptures to see if what Paul was saying was true. And as a result, many of them came to believe because they found out it was true. Through the written Word and the spoken Word. Let me give you a little life story here. When I was first called into pastoral ministry, I received my calling through dreams. And I wrestled with that as the dreams kept coming consistently, persistently. And my mentor at the time guided me to search out the Scriptures to find out if this really could be God. From cover to cover, the Scriptures tell the stories of God speaking to people through dreams. So I started to understand, to be able to cope with the situation. This really could be God. So I kept taking this step of faith. Not leaping off a cliff, but taking a step up closer to God in faith. And kept loving the fact that my God was speaking to me. But then God changed the way He was doing things. And He caught me off guard. One day when I said to one of my good friends, a lady who's still living that I was working for at the time, landscaping, we stood in her driveway, and I'll never forget the words of God coming from her mouth. As we stood in her driveway, I was getting ready to follow my calling into pastoral ministry. And I said to her, the only thing that I don't like is I'm leaving my customers, my family, my friends. And she looked at me. This lady that knew me from birth, watched me grow up, looked at me. And she said, yes, but she said, remember, the disciples had to lay down their nets to follow Jesus. Oh, did I hear the words of God come right out of her mouth? The spoken words of Almighty Living God speaking to me face to face, hearing the Word of God helps us grow in faith. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word of Christ. Intelligently searching the Word in Scripture and in person. First of all, in Scripture, Paul told Timothy, all Scripture is God-breathed or inspired by God and is useful or profitable. All Scripture is profitable and useful in our lives today to teach us, to rebuke us, to correct us, and to train us. Think about those words, guidance, strength, disciplining us, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Some translations say so that the servant of God may be perfect. When Jesus was about to leave this world, He told His disciples that He would ask the Father and He would send another Counselor, the Spirit of Truth. Jesus told them that the Spirit of Truth would be with them and in them to teach them all things that Jesus had taught them. Now I want to talk about how this works. You see, when we sit down to read the Word of God, the Holy Spirit starts to work. The living God leaps from the pages of Scripture and teaches us and directs us and guides us. And what happens, we find, is that the Holy Spirit never contradicts the living, written Word of God. So when somebody says to me, I think God's speaking to me, I think the Holy Spirit is trying to tell me something, I say, let's go to our Bible and find out. Because the Holy Spirit, three in one, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, will never contradict one another. So it's important that we turn to God's Word to find out in our lives if what's going on is really true and really biblical. Validation. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit, as Paul said in Romans 8. As we apply this, we soon find that Christ's Word is truth and we can rely on it faithfully. This starts to build our faith in Jesus. We grow in our faith as the Holy Spirit reveals Christ to us. And you might be thinking, that's the preacher's job, because I don't really understand the Bible when I read it. That's the preacher's job. We have to understand God's voice is more comprehensive than that. If you're only hearing God here on Sunday morning for about 20 minutes or 25 minutes in a sermon, you are not listening. God's voice is so much more comprehensive in speaking to us. Through the preacher, through devotionals, other speakers, including various translations. But we have to understand when we start listening to other speakers, turn to our Bible and see if what they're saying is true. And I encourage you folks, don't just go home and believe what I say or do what I say. Search the Scriptures to see if they're true. Because hopefully what I say won't be my words, they'll be God's words from His Word. Eugene Peterson's paraphrase of this passage, think about this. Eugene Peterson paraphrases the Bible in the Message. He words it like this: before you trust, you have to listen. Listening is more than just perceiving sounds going into your ear. Listening is obeying. You know the teacher that says, why didn't you listen to me? In other words, what they meant was, why didn't you obey what I said? Or the parent that says, I told you not to do that. Next time I want you to listen. They don't mean that they want you to hear it in the ear. They want you to obey. Jesus often said, whoever has ears, let them hear. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of God or the Word of Christ. So we hear God in Scripture when we search the Scripture. The Holy Spirit speaks. Secondly, we hear God in person. In the book of James, it tells us anyone who listens to the Word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they've heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. The living God through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit speaks to you and I every single day. Paul says in Romans, if nothing more, in all of creation, creation speaks of God's glory. The psalmist talks about the heavens declare the glory of God. There's no place on earth where their voice is not heard. God speaks loudly to us. In fact, He shouts to us. He's all around us. So we search the Word intelligently. We ponder, we think, we reason, we learn, and we keep on growing in our faith. We learn as we go along, intelligently searching God's Word. We say, well, how is this relevant to my life today? What's the purpose of this? Why? Why should I do this? First of all, good health involves the body, the mind, and the soul. God wants us to be healthy. A person without faith in Jesus Christ, a church without faith in Jesus Christ, a nation without faith in Jesus Christ is unhealthy according to the Bible and in need of healing. The Jews in Paul's day were unhealthy. In our text today, Paul says, my desire is that they would be saved. They're zealous, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. In other words, they didn't know and didn't understand this concept of righteousness and salvation through faith. Their salvation was based on works. And Paul's desire was that they receive the message of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Without hearing the Word and receiving it and living it out, there was and is no salvation, no righteousness. And Paul was encouraging the Roman believers to tell others about Jesus so that they would hear, and by hearing, believe, and by believing, live as faithful Christians. They were doing the works. They were physically healthy, but they were spiritually sick. You know, we spend millions of dollars and millions of hours each year to be physically healthy, but we skimp when it comes to our spiritual health. And as a result, our very souls are starving and they're deprived of the nutrition that we need to be whole and healthy. When compared with how many hours we spend trying to make our bodies healthy with how many hours we spend trying to make our souls healthy, there's no comparison at all. God wants to do surgery on us. In Hebrews, the writer says, the Word of God is active and alive, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. The Word of God gets down deeper inside us than anything else and does its work. And when we turn to it, God begins to work deep inside us to bring wholeness and strength and faith. So you might be thinking, all right, I can have faith without reading the Bible. Not according to the Bible, you can't. Faith comes from hearing the Word of Christ. And yes, there are other means out there in the world that help us grow in our faith, but faith itself comes through conversation with the living Christ found in His Word. You know, back in the writer's day, the writer of Hebrews had the same problem with people thinking that there's new revelation. Today in our world, people are coming around the corner and say, oh, I have new revelation. Here's new revelation for us. The writer of Hebrews says, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He's spoken to us by His Son, Jesus, whom He appointed heir of all things. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by what? His powerful Word. We don't need new revelation. We need to get back to the truth of revelation. Do I have an amen?
Amen.
Do I have an amen?
Amen?
This is the truth, and why vary from the biblical truth? Rather than looking for new revelation, cutesy, smart ways, why not just simply turn back and let God open us up and teach us and strengthen us and give us good health? When we start to read God's Word, all of a sudden, our ears open up. Our eyes open up. oh my gosh, doesn't that ring a bell? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and He sent me to proclaim good news to the poor, sight to the blind. You see, that's what the Holy Spirit does through Jesus. Opens our ears and our eyes. We start to see, we start to hear God speaking to us, and we start to understand. And we start to grow in our faith as we understand Him better. And this cannot and will not happen unless one intelligently searches God's Word. Because there we learn and understand these things. And we grow in our faith. I don't care what situation you are dealing with in life. Someone in here has dealt with it. And the Bible's purpose is to show us God's presence, His power, His love, and that He can deal with your problem better than you can. So this is relevant in regards to being whole and healed. The Bible heals us. It makes us healthy. And lastly, the Bible gives us direction. Our relationship with God cannot be one way. We must stop and ask for directions. We must listen so as not only hear Him, but to obey Him. When Jesus says turn left, we turn left. When He says turn right, we turn right. When He says don't go, we don't go. And people say, how do I know? How do I know what He's saying to me? I want to trust that if I go, I'm not going to get run over. And I say, He's not going to let you get run over. If you take a wrong step in the wrong direction, He is going to guide you back. And you will know more often than not by reading this when He says stop. Because this will give you enlightenment. It'll give you knowledge. It'll give you biblical wisdom. And you will start to understand not only the voice of God, but the language of God and the presence of God in your life. How many Christians today in our world are going by gut feeling? Gut feeling. Have a gut feeling. I want to tell you something. That gut feeling is because you ate too much pizza last night before you went to bed. Or you had too many onions on that sub that you ate for lunch. Walking by faith happens when we turn to the map and listen to the directions. Without faith, we become lost. Without faith, we lose hope. Without faith, we fall into despair. We become depressed. We become confused. We don't know which way we're going, so we are willing to choose whatever way looks the best, but yet may not be, because it may lead to the dump. Only by searching the Scriptures our faith grows stronger, because we'll find the promises of Jesus to be true. We'll find direction for living. We'll find wholeness, good health, and most importantly, we'll find salvation. Fully relying on God, assurance that He will not let us go, strong in the Lord through intelligently searching the Scriptures. Folks, I cannot stress this enough, the importance of opening your Bible every single day. If for 2 minutes, open your Bible and read it. If you don't understand the version or the translation you have, find one that you do understand. Jesus did not carry the King James Bible. It is not taboo to read or study a different translation or version. As you grow in your faith, you will find yourself changing versions and translations, but you will grow in your faith when the Bible's opened and you intelligently search the Scriptures. Well, we're halfway home. Next week, we're going to learn that faith involves being thankful. So let's pray. Our God, we just thank You so much for Your Word here this morning.